This goes to Dr. Anu Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Nancy Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M, like Mary, date of birth 3-14 of 1950. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Durham, who was seen in consultation on August 6th of 2024 for elevated creatinine levels, which had been noted to go back as far as 2018. She's also got a history of hypertension, which is generally worse in the morning and improves throughout the day after she's taken her medications. Recently, she's complaining of dizziness just upon arising every morning, but she immediately gets up and makes her bed, and after she's done making the bed, which takes less than 5 minutes, the dizziness has gone and it does not return. And her weight is stable since her consultation, and she's had no hospitalizations. She does see Dr. Witzke generally every 6 months for a cystoscopic dilation of the urethra for UTI prophylaxis. And that seems to be going well, she reports. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, no odor, no blood, no current edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from her previous visit. Physical exam, weight 211 pounds, pulse is 52, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 150 over 80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion, heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 29th, 2025. Creatinine is stable and slightly improved at 1.03. Estimated GFR is 57. Albumin 4.2, calcium 9.0, sodium is 136, previous level was 137, potassium 4.2, carbon dioxide is 29, magnesium 2.1, phosphorus 3.6, hemoglobin is 12.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels and slight improvement. 2, mild hyponatremia, which is stable. 3, hypertension, slightly above goal in the office, but the patient advises that the home readings are 130 to 140 over 70 to 80 when checked. Usually that happens after noon most days. And paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, she appears to be in normal sinus rhythm today, and she's anticoagulated with Xarelto. We will continue to check labs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.